Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Middle school students will be taught that enslaved people benefited from slavery. They insult us in an attempt to gaslight us, and we will not stand for it.
On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke out against controversial history standards approved by the Florida Board of Education. Part of the new curriculum calls for teaching how slaves develop skills which could be applied for their personal benefit. Harris called for teaching America's full history. On Face the Nation, former New Jersey governor and 2024 Republican presidential hopeful Chris Christie took aim at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' defense of how the state wants to teach black history. Christie said his opponent in the primary is ducking responsibility.
"I didn't do it and I'm not involved in it" are not the words of leadership. Governor DeSantis started this fire with the bill that he signed.
New polling confirms that former President Donald Trump holds a significant lead over DeSantis, Christie, and the rest of the GOP field in Iowa and South Carolina. A Fox Business poll released Sunday found Trump is favored by 46% of Republican primary voters in Iowa, three times as many as DeSantis. In North Carolina, Trump has a similar edge over Nikki Haley, the former governor of neighboring South Carolina. Democratic California Representative Nancy Pelosi had harsh words for the man who replaced her as Speaker of the House. On CNN's State of the Union, Pelosi said there is actually no legal way Kevin McCarthy could expunge Trump's two impeachments from the record. She called McCarthy's promises to Trump about that pathetic.
"This is not responsible. This is not about the flag still being there. This is about being afraid."
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress may not have time to cap insulin costs because the National Defense Authorization Act is crowding the calendar. Schumer says with their August recess coming, drug pricing, legislation, and other Democratic priorities may have to wait behind the defense bill.
"The NDAA is full of provisions both sides can celebrate."
Thousands of Israelis marched in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and other places in ongoing protests against the prime minister's plan to weaken judicial checks on executive power. Many charge it could weaken democracy and could push Israel to be more conservative and religious. Finally, some in Washington want the government to release more information on unidentified flying objects. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he worries these objects might operate in restricted airspace.
"So observing unidentified objects over U.S. airspace, particularly over sensitive areas of the country, is not new."
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our HRS indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.